Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy's celebrating his first anniversary with Shannon. She doesn't say much, but that's okay, because he doesn't like it when women nag. Wait until these dolls are indistinguishable from real women. Real women will be pooched, and I can't wait. At least Shannon here doesn't cheat on him, take his money and make him feel like he's not good enough for her. Did I miss anything? Up next, according to Rolling Stone magazine, men who abstain from spicy prawn content are dangerous alt-righters. So men who don't participate in degeneracy are dangerous. Interesting. Apparently this is your brain without it influencing it. The middle is with heroin, and the last one is with prawn. It's one hell of a drug. This is their senior writer, in case you're wondering, yes she is. Number three, Camilla says that men should stop ignoring all the single moms out there, that they're literally the missing puzzle piece to men's lives. But the only missing puzzle piece is this woman's child's real dad. This is what your life looks like when you date a single mother. All you get is a worn-out set of meat curtains and a bad attitude. Where do I sign up? Moving on, someone says they're tired of seeing ugly women in $70 video games. Then stop playing them, guys. It really is that simple. The one on the bottom right looks like a dude, though. These are found especially on PlayStation, but at least Nintendo avoids these sorts of mams. If you must play them, then pirate them and don't pay for them. Number five, if you're concerned about the crime rate and the increase in the murder rate, then your white fragility is showing and you're a racist. This sarcastic billboard was found in Atlanta and Portland, Oregon. It's satire today, but in 5 years it'll probably be real, trying to gaslight you that violence is okay. Americans in blue states need to stop complaining and start carrying. This should have been put up in Chicago. Then it would be real. Here's a picture of the original Star Wars cast. Mark Hamill may still be alive, but his mind definitely isn't. It looks like it became a force ghost or something like that. I guess that's what happens when you drink too much alien walrus milk, straight from the source, and support brain-dead Biden. To be fair, though, many people say that Harrison Ford is also pretty retarded. I'm not so sure about that if he could crash-land an airplane and walk away to tell the tale. Number 7 is Taylor Griffith. She's 34 with no husband or kids, has 3 cats and a high body count. Can you now see why so many American women identify with her? Only 3 cats, though. Those are rookie numbers. She's got to get those up a lot higher. The only thing she's missing at this point is 200 pounds and purple hair, and then she would really start to resemble her fan base. I wonder if she has a litter box on her plane and tour bus. Those are the sorts of questions I really need answered. Moving on, according to the Babylon Bee, feminists are always angry because they don't have a man to tell them to calm down. This is hilarious. If you've ever told a woman to calm down, then you know it's going to have the opposite effect. Feminists are also angry because no Chad wants to deal with their retardation and make them an alpha widow, like all the other women out there. If I ever really wanted to make feminists angry, I'd go to one of their rallies and use a megaphone and then tell all of them to calm down. I probably wouldn't survive the ordeal. Number 9, speaking of cat lady feminists, the reason there aren't any mentioned was because they sacrificed all of them for being virgins. This isn't far from the truth, though, because in ancient Greece they had the Thargelia festival, which yearly they would choose the ugliest inhabitants in their town or city, and they were either banished, thrown off a cliff, or ended in some other brutal way. Maybe our society can bring something like that back, minus the ending, of course, so we can solve the problem of ugly black pillars and cat ladies everywhere. Up next, here's a picture for It's and Giggles. It's not hard to guess which one poops and which one giggles. I feel bad for the poor Spaniards that'll probably have to deal with both of them after Camilla loses and leaves America. Maybe the two of them can start a Lonely Fools account after that or something. Number 11, this woman asks, if a love doll can cook, have your kids, wash your clothes, and make your home. I think what she really means is, can your doll take away your kids and your home the way that she probably would in a divorce? The real question is, can she do any of those things that she mentions? I can do almost all those things by myself, and if I want a child, I can always adopt or find a surrogate mother. Moving on, someone says this is the difference between what women think men want and what they actually want. Just remember that both are just as dangerous for your wallet and sanity. Plot twist, they're the same girl. If a damaged woman put on a dress, it doesn't mean that she's not damaged anymore. It just means that she's putting on the disguise of a woman that grew up with a great father and intact family. You have no way to know how messed up she is simply by judging what she looks like. Simps need to stop simping. Number 13, a woman says her cancer came back after JetBlue refused to let her fly with her emotional support dog. Yes, obviously that was it. A 4-hour flight on an airplane without my dog. Now I'm going to die. Now pay up, you capitalist airplane pigs. You can't make up this sort of crazy. Am I the only one that thinks that emotional support animals are just a load of malarkey? There is no way that she's going to win this. Up next, Ford is researching technology that snitches on speeders to the police. Forget about photo radar or red light cameras. Soon the state will monitor everyone's driving habits with a mandatory tracking device. And just debit your bank account when you drive 5 miles over the limits. I always had a tracker in my car and my insurance is 3 times cheaper now. Because my driving is good. I don't mind a GPS tracker if companies compensate me for it. Number 15, every day this film looks more and more like a prophecy. Especially when I saw Hulk Hogan at the Republican convention. Idiocracy is the only comedy to evolve into a documentary. South Park is the only cartoon to do so as well. But this movie was never funny to me to begin with. It was more like a horror show. Too bad Michael Obama didn't run for president and dress up like this. Moving on, this radical feminist witch says that life is so much easier after you give up the illusion that males are humans. Remember that women don't love us. They only love what we can do for them. We aren't human beings, we're human doings. As for this woman, she sounds like she wants to crank up the furnaces. Feminists aren't even trying to hide it anymore. She's probably just bitter because she has cats instead of kids. Number 17, Congress gave Kamala Harris $42.5 billion to fix the internet. Then the money disappeared. Instead of using the money to fix the problem, she put it towards DEI programs. Now Europe has better internet connections than America. But don't worry, because Elon is going to fix that. Using Starlink, he's going to be able to spy on all internet traffic in the world, using it for the deep state once everyone is on it. He's already gathering IDs from people using Twitter Blue, so the government can track people that post on there. Up next, here's what the average girl next door looks like in 2004. These days, she would be too attractive and feminine to be found even in a video game. The irony is that this actress is playing a former prawn star in this film. Today, the girl next door would be double the weight with purple hair and would look sorta like this. Number 19, here we have another feminist witch, and this one is baking pastries with her yeast discharge, and she's happy watching guys eat them. She looks like a perfectly scary movie character when you see that look in her eyes. I'm sure that most blue-pilled simps would continue to eat the pastries after she told them about how big of a yeast beast she is and what she'd made them with. Moving on, the Washington Compost asked the question, does it get any sicker than this? A Turkish company has been selling fake life vests. They soak up the water instead of helping you float, and they're made for refugees at sea. I hereby promote Turkey to honorary European status immediately because of this. You know, there's a real problem when the Turks are defending Europe more than the French, English, and Germans. Is it Turkish firms doing this, or the Turkish government? I wonder. Number 21, a pharmacist says he's filled Alzheimer's prescriptions for members of Congress. They make the law and they might not even remember what happened yesterday. This is the problem with boomers. They refuse to let go of power like some sort of geriatric tyrants. This is one of the few times Vox actually did some useful journalism for a change. The editor must have been on vacation or something. Up next, the Olympics Last Supper star threatens to sue her right-wing haters in defamation lawsuits. More like the obese Olympic star. She's the one that created the meme, though. We're just sharing her big, fat, anti-Christian self. She just stood there in the place of Jesus, made a heart, and that's the most attention and fame she'll ever have. But she's probably just saying that she's going to sue them to milk more media attention from the story. Instead, what she should really be doing is going on a diet and working out. Otherwise, she'll probably get a heart attack and die before ever suing anyone. Number 23, Allie says that if masculinity were truly toxic, kids growing up without dads would be a lot better off. But they aren't. They're more likely to be depressed, aggressive, and criminals. The world needs more masculinity, and femininity is actually toxic. But women are just accusing men of the very thing that they're guilty of, before we point out the truth. Moving on, Isabella wonders why men kneel while proposing to women. Kratos says that we're proposing to women's cooches and not them. He's not wrong, you know. But we just aren't supposed to let women know that, though, otherwise they might say no as we objectify them. Marriage rates are crashing and the value of diamonds is also crashing. Great jobs, guys. We're wrecking the wedding business, including bridal shops as well. Stop bending your knees over something that bleeds. Number 25 and the last one looks like the 2024 Democrat election strategy. But once Texas and a few other states turn blue, America will forever be blue. There's no stopping the country from being run into the ground like California. Plan your escape now. But the Democrats are impatient and want their forever power right now. Over the next two or three election cycles, they'll win forever at that point. And if none of that works, they'll probably just go for Plan D, which is World War III. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.